It's Chris-a-mania, brother.
That's a great question. Look at you, man, with the powerful questions.
This is the Chris Van Vliet Show. Chris Van Vliet Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Chris Van Vliet Show. And you guessed it, yeah, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Thank you for downloading this episode. And man, we are in for a good one. Jimmy Havoc. He's someone I've been looking forward to sitting down with for a while, and we finally made this work the morning of Fyter Fest in Daytona Beach. And it was great meeting a lot of you guys at Fyter Fest. Thank you for all the nice things you were saying about my podcast and my YouTube channel. And if you're going to be at Fight for the Fallen or SummerSlam or All Out, I will see you there because I'm going to be there. Also, thanks for all the 5-star ratings you've been leaving on Apple Podcasts. I'm so glad to see you guys are enjoying this as much as I am. In fact, I'm going to read a review on every episode, a little shout out to the person who wrote it, and also a little encouragement for you to write your own review. You'll be on the CVV show with me. The more awesome your review is, the better the chances I'll read it. So TFC Godfather writes, "Incredible interviewer and person." It's a very nice title. You can tell he loves his job. He's natural, engaging, and a good watch slash listen. He deserves his own TV show if the YouTube channel wasn't enough. He deserves more awards, and now that he's arrived on podcasts, more subscriptions. That is very kind. Thank you, TFC Godfather, and thank you to everyone who has subscribed. Keep the reviews coming in, because the podcast is now officially 1 week old. So happy birthday to us, I guess. This conversation with Jimmy Havoc really has it all. He's much funnier than you would expect, and we share a mutual love of emo music, which I think officially made us best friends. You'll see. Before we get to it, though, the Chris Van Vliet Show is brought to you by Green Roads, and not all CBD products are created equal. We've heard a lot about CBD over the last year or so. A lot of companies have created, hoping to cash in on this CBD boom, but they've got stuff that isn't so good. Low-quality formulas. Some of them don't even have actual CBD in them. Green Roads, though, is a pharmacist-founded company dedicated to improving and helping the lives of people who take it. People like me. Their CBD oil is awesome. Just a few drops under your tongue, and it's really helped with focus, also helped with inflammation. Use my code, Chris15, at greenroadsworld.com to get 15% off your order. The CVV show, also brought to you by the microphone I'm speaking into right now that you're hearing, also the headphones I'm wearing from Samson Technologies. They've got some broadcast quality sound at prices you can actually afford. So if you're in the podcast game or you're thinking about getting into it, head to samsontech.com to check out their full lineup. Now, I know you're listening to this right now because, you know, it's a podcast, but I highly encourage you at some point to take a look at the YouTube version of this interview with Jimmy Havoc, because he points out some of the scars and the bruises he's talking about that really tie the whole story together here. But enough from me. Please, here you go. Enjoy my chat with the one and only Jimmy Havoc. All right. Well, here we are. You just landed from England.
I did. Yeah.
So thank you for making this happen. if we're gonna break the fourth wall here, it's the morning of Fyter Fest. You landed. What time did you land?
I got in last night at about 10 o'clock, 10 p.m.
And then you emailed me this morning at 5, yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing up at 5 a.m.?
It's English time. I don't really know when I sleep. I don't sleep normal times. Like I was saying, this year alone, I've done London to Paris to Tokyo to Melbourne to Sydney to Invercargill to Melbourne to London to Canada, back to London to Japan again, all the way down to Detroit, then New York and back. So I just sleep when I can, to be fair.
This is a good problem to have, though.
Oh, yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you've been working a lot.
My parents hate me, so it's good that I'm not at home very much. So.
But, you know, do you also hate them, you know?
Just no comment.
No.
They can't use the internet. It doesn't matter. No.
What do you mean? Have they seen your matches?
Mum used to come quite a lot, yeah. The last time she came was I was wrestling Zack Sabre Jr. And he hit me in the head so hard with a frying pan, the frying pan broke, flew off into the crowd and hit her. which I suppose was lucky to hit her. And I got set on fire that day as well. She actually didn't like that. Didn't come again. Yeah.
I wonder why. Yeah. I don't know. Does she, after the match, go, Jimmy, this is an interesting career choice?
Nah, they still don't think I've got a job. They still don't think I've got a real job.
Well, I don't know. Is wrestling a real job?
I'll get paid.
Yeah?
Yeah. They don't think that. I think because I do still live at home, they don't think that I get paid. She's disabled, so I sort of help look after her with my stepdad and stuff, which is the main reason I'm not moved out.
But are you planning to move to the US?
Oh yeah, I've not been able to get away yet, so I'm moving over to the US like soon. I thought I'm not going to move in my own country. What's the point of paying rent? I'll fly all the way to America and live there instead.
You have to move here because you guys are going to be doing TV in the fall. Exactly, yeah. They can't be flying you over. I wouldn't
fly that much. I mean, the air miles would be wicked.
Right.
I'm flying, you know, back and forth to America once a week.
Unless you're stuck in a middle seat. It's like a 9-hour flight from...
I'm not too big. As long as there's not two massive guys next to me, it'd be all right. On the way over here, I was on the window, the guy in the middle, like, he was a big lad, but it's like, when you're eating, just keep it. He was just like this in my food. Oh. I'm like...
I just did that same flight. I was in London last week. People saw the interview I did with Simon Miller. It's like a 9-hour flight from England to Florida. The worst part about it is they bring you your food, which is awesome, and then they don't take the tray away.
No, that fucks me off so much.
For like an hour.
Yeah. You can't move. Like, no. I'm glad. Yeah, I get annoyed by that.
Yeah, I'm glad we can agree on this. Yeah. You're basically handcuffed. You can't get up to go to the bathroom. What are you going to do? Ask the stranger next to you, hey, could you hold this tray of... food?
I do sometimes. No, I'm not waiting. Fuck it. Just I'll piss you off. But the worst one I had, I was in a... I can't remember where I was flying back from. I was flying back from here to home, and it was an overnight flight. And I was on the aisle. There was a woman next to me in the middle, and a woman the woman next to the window said, oh, she's got ladies' problems, so she's going to need to go back and forth the toilet a lot. I said, okay, well, we can swap if you want, because I want to sleep. She goes, no, I'd rather sit here. She'd rather sit there and get up 4 or 5 times to wake me up.
Wow.
To get up and so I'm flying. Yeah. Okay. All right.
These are the things you have to deal with the amount of traveling that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're living here, the traveling will be either short flights or maybe drives once TV starts.
No, I'm not driving. I'm flying. Yeah, I
don't know. Is that in your contract?
I don't know. I've not read it, to be honest. I just...
But congratulations. No, thank you. Yeah. How much has changed for you since signing with AEW?
Not much, really, to be fair. I still wear my nail varnish. I still get drunk quite a lot. So it's good. I'm still living my best life.
What about in terms of, you know, recognition?
To be fair, I think my girlfriend will agree with this. Like, there's been a few times back home, especially in London, where, like, on the tube, people come up to me and be like, oh, can I get a photo? I was like, this is weird. It's nice. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it is nice that people sort of know you and stuff. But, like, it freaks me out. I'm like, do you think I'm someone else? I was at Download Festival a couple of weeks ago and goes, oh my God, Davey Havoc. I'm like, I'm not, but thank you so much. Thank you. I think he knew what he meant, but he got the name wrong and then was too stupid to go, oh no, I mean Jimmy, sorry.
How inspired are you by Davey Havoc?
Very, very much so, yeah. I'm just the first guy I fell in love with, but like.
That's okay. Yeah. We know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I have always had a bit of a crush on him, to be fair. Like, they were the first band I was in love with. Like, I've still follow them all the time. I got to meet Davey last year and it was pretty cool.
So if like there was another band, like if Blink-182 was your band, you'd be Jimmy DeLong?
Possibly, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So is that...
It doesn't roll off the tongue as
well. No, it doesn't. And Havoc has a double meaning in the wrestling world.
Exactly, yeah.
Especially with the type of wrestling that you've been doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that was never an intention. It was just that I love Davey Evans.
And you're like, that's a cool name for a wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you always drawn to hardcore matches?
Yeah, like Mick Foley and like the Hardys were kind of my favourites growing up. And like I used to love ECW and then I got into CZW. And yeah, I always wanted to see what it was like to get thrown through a table. And when I did that, I was like, that's not too bad. Let's see what thumbtacks are like. Oh, that's okay. Let's see what barbed wire. And every time I'd done something and didn't die, I thought, oh, we'll see. We'll take it further.
Have you been close to dying?
No, I don't think so. It depends what, you know. I mean, at some point I will get that sweet release of death, you know, from the pain of life, but it's not happened yet.
Hopefully that's no time soon.
This little one there.
Yeah, that doesn't look so bad. There looks like something in there, though.
I don't know. I think I just didn't look after it. No, I don't think so. I don't, it might be, who cares? It's fine. I don't know. I thought that one as well was pretty bad.
Oh, my God.
That was light tubes. And I'm a bit, like, the tube went up my arm, so I had to pull it out.
Oh, my.
And then I wrestled on it, and, like, the stitches all bust open. And I come. Anyone who's squeamish, just earmuffs for a second. You watch porn, I suppose, sometimes.
Sure, yeah.
You know, like, what a prolapse anus is.
Oh,
that's
God.
What that looked like. Like, when the stitches bust out, like, all the inside sort of came out. So we had to, like, push it back in.
Oh, my God.
Try and deal with that. It was quite a funny look, to be fair. Oh. But that one, yeah, I just, the cut wasn't big at all, but, like, the light tube went in my head and got a vein. It was, like, squirting out. Oh. And it was my last match for Progress Wrestling. You know those guys?
Yeah, of course.
So we finished the match. I'm laying in the ring bleeding out. The promoter, Jim, my mate, comes in the ring and he plays this, like, 3-minute tribute video. I was on there, they're bleeding out. I call him over and go, how funny would it be if I died right now while a tribute video to me was...
That'd be very fitting.
To be fair, yeah. Like, if I could choose, that would be the way I want to go. But yeah, so it was all pouring out of my head. Like, I'm just, I was more white, obviously, but, like, I'm just red by the end of the video. So I do this promo and I don't know why I did it, but as the blood's pouring out of my head, I cups on my hands, oh, just drink it. So I thought, well, if it's coming out, I'll put it back in again. When I had to go to the hospital later, it didn't turn out well, because it was like the scene from The Exorcist, but just red, just puked.
You're
up
puking
all over.
Blood, yeah, everywhere? Yeah. The first time you bled in a ring, was it intentional or did you gig it?
Yeah.
You gigged, okay. Yeah. But then after that, there's obviously been many times.
Oh, there's a few times where it happens, like, it's whatever, but I've had that one there on my arm, that was a pizza cutter that went down to the muscle. The blood was, like, squirting out. So I thought, oh, better call that one early.
So is that the worst injury? Or is the
worst injury,
dangerous?
I did my ACL, MCL meniscus in Australia once. Like,
But that's not even pretty, you know? Like,
no, exactly.
Yeah.
It's, the scars are pathetic. Like, you can't tell. I just can't walk. Like, that's how you can tell that one.
Did you know that, like, God.
Yeah, it dislocated. I tried to put it back in and stand up and it went again. So I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to finish this one.
Is it okay, like, if, when people call you crazy or insane?
I think it depends on what your definition of crazy or insane is.
Well, what's yours?
My is sitting in an office 9 to 5, 5 days a week, hating your life, hating your job. Mm. And I feel like that was more emotionally painful to me than this, what I do. You know, I get to see the world. I get to hang out with my mates every day. I get to do something that I never imagined would be a job.
Yeah.
In front of thousands of people.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, pain is temporary. Do you know what I mean? Like, but these memories are going to last forever.
Yeah. Do you look ahead?
Until I die, obviously. Like, I reckon I'll die a lot sooner than most people. But yeah. Then you could get hit by a bus walking down the street.
That's what I'm talking about. And humans are living longer and longer all the time.
I know. Totally,
so maybe
it's
you won't...
painful.
Maybe you won't live to be, you know, to the ripe old age of 117 like
myself. I fucking hope not.
Well,
how old, I get boring,
how old would you like to be?
I'd like to, I think, I've always thought this, that, like, once I can't, like, I have no choice in, like, what I do anymore. Do you know what I mean? If it all goes, like, I can't think of myself, then I'd want to go. I don't want to sort of carry on living. But as long as I'm still walking around, I'm still enjoying myself, I'm still happy, then fuck it, who cares, really?
Yeah.
But,
what do you say?
I mean, sorry, that's off brand. No, I hate my life. I really don't enjoy it. I want to die tomorrow.
What do you say to people that say, Jimmy Havoc's just a deathmatch guy, he can't wrestle?
I go, all right, thanks. It makes me laugh. Like, the amount of, if ever I'm having a really good day, I'll vanity search myself on Twitter, because that brings me right back down again. It's real good. But, like, it does make me laugh when people do feel the need to give that sort of opinion on stuff, because, like, well, what fucking difference is it making to your life?
Mm.
There's so many people there who, like, fucking hate me, like, absolutely hate me, and that makes me laugh. I prefer that to people going, oh, no, it's a bit boring. It's like, no, have an opinion on me, like me or hate me. Like,
yeah.
The people who hate me, it's like, they'll go out of their way to, like, tweet hate at me, and it won't even be like the day of a show or something. So they must have just been, like, sitting at work or something, like, bored, and just, fuck, what's going to piss me off? Like, oh, look at Jimmy Havoc. Oh, this pisses me off. I'll tweet him. All right. Wicked. You still follow me, though. Like, do you just, like, enjoy getting upset by when I tweet stuff, and then you cry and you use the, you know, tears to masturbate or something? Like, if that's their fetish, that's their fetish. Like, I'm not judging these people, but if you don't like me, good. Thanks. I don't care.
But the thing is...
But there's enough people who do like... The problem with humans, I think, as a whole, is, like, there could be 10,000 people who tweet me and go, I really like you, think you're amazing. And one person that goes, you're shit. And that's the one person I'll fucking think about.
Yep. But the thing is, you can actually wrestle.
Oh, yeah, I'll just choose not to.
That's not true.
I trained with Zack Sabre Jr. We come from the same school.
I know, yeah. And Finn Balor, right?
Yeah. Finn came from the same school as well, yeah. And I enjoy what I do. The thing is, like, if you see, I don't know, especially in England, like, I think it's the same in America for me as well. Like, if you see Jimmy Havoc on the card, there's a certain expectation of what sort of match you're going to get. So if I come out there and just start training wrestling, it's like, well, that's not my act. That's not what people want to see. Mm-hmm. So what's the point in me, you know, unless there's a storyline reason for me actually having to wrestle kind of thing, what's the point? That's not what people want to see from me.
But you, like, how long can you do this for?
I don't know. I'm still walking. So I'm still...
You're still walking. But, you know, you could get to a point where it's, like, maybe your body won't allow you to do this anymore.
That's the same for any wrestler, though.
Sure.
I feel like, while the risk might be greater in the deathmatch wrestling, but only in terms of, like, cuts and stuff. Like, most... I've only ever had stitches, like, 3 times in 15 years.
What?
Yeah.
There's probably, like, you probably have things...
I probably should have had to have stitches a lot more. Yeah.
Like, if I...
see that one in the back of my head?
Oh, my God!
Because I'll turn around and show that. Like, I couldn't see that, so I didn't think it was that bad, so I just glued it up. So that was just a bit of glue. That was fine. Most of them have just been glue.
Yeah, like, if any of these things happened to me, you know, I'd be getting stitched up in a second, right? Like, I'm my normal job is I'm on television five days a week. I can't have a hole
Of course,
any part of my face or head.
With me, it works better if there's holes in me. Like, so, yeah, he's been through some shit.
Yeah, I guess, like, you know, like Mick Foley wears the ear as a badge of honor. What's your badge of honor?
The one I got from Scouts when I was about... There's a real big one on my back from Tournament of Death. I won that a couple of years ago. But that's a big one. It goes from, like, my shoulder all the way down to, like, the middle of my back. But the medic on site, he went to stitch me. I was like, do I need stitches? He's like, well, yeah, it's pretty bad. I said, no. Do I need stitches? He's like, well, the bleeding stopped us. But I said, that's fine. Just put dressings on it. It'll be fine. So yeah, I didn't get stitches. Because I was wrestling the next weekend. So if I'd have had stitches and bumped, that'd all ripped them out anyway. So what's the point?
Oh, this is true. So people on Twitter saying those things about you, you know, doesn't bother you. What about when, like,
it bothers me every now and again. Like, I'm only human, but most of the time, like, I've been very good lately. Just going, okay, well, let's look at how all the good things that's going on in my life. Yeah. Does that one person's opinion really fucking bother? Nah.
What about when someone like Jim Cornette doesn't think what you're doing is wrestling?
That's his opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to comment on him. I'm not going to give him the fucking benefit of thinking he's gotten to me, because he hasn't, to be fair. That's his opinion. His opinion, you know, he's obviously worked very well, because every company he's ever worked for, he's been fired from. So, you know, his opinion is obviously a good thing. Yeah, well done. Good on him.
The match that you're in tonight at Fyter Fest is not a hardcore match, because there are already hardcore matches on the bill. Does that mean we'll just see you in a straight up wrestling match?
Well, it's not hard. I mean, technically, the rules of a four way, I think. Because you can't get disqualified. So if someone gets disqualified, there's no winner. So technically it can be hardcore match. So maybe I can push the rules a little bit. But we'll see. I don't know. MJF hasn't pissed me off yet today. So I don't actually want to kill him yet. But when I see his face, I'll probably...
Yeah, you haven't seen him yet today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a really good friends with MJF. Yeah, if anyone's...
Prick. He is an annoying... No, I'm not allowed to say... I'm not allowed to say the C word anymore. I've been told not allowed to say that.
You can just say C word.
The C word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Condom.
Have you been told to tone down the swearing?
only the C word. That was an interesting conversation, that one. That word has a different connotation in America than it does in England. In England, it just means, like, mate. Sometimes you can say it with an
effect. Oh, yeah. No.
No, it's not the same over here.
That's
it,
like, no? That's almost up there with saying the N word. Like, it's just like, that's a verbal assault.
Yeah, well, I definitely won't be saying that either.
Well, no, so. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So that's the only word you can keep swearing?
Apparently, yeah.
Once television starts, you're screwed.
After that tweet where I said to the guy about you wanking, I texted Cody and go, look, I know you said I can't say, but is this okay? He's like, oh, yeah, fine. It's all right. It's made him laugh. So.
What?
They want me to still be myself, I suppose. But TV hasn't started yet, so it's fine.
This is the thing, though. Like, once TV starts, I don't know.
We'll see.
I'm scared that we're going to see a gimmick where, like, Jimmy Havoc has to come down to the ring wearing a suit. Like,
I'll look really good in a suit, thank you.
Of course you would look very good. But you know what I mean? Like, a corporate Jimmy Havoc.
Yeah. No, that would never happen. I'd quit before that.
I know, but that would really get you over as a heel, though.
No, why? I'd hate myself.
Well, then you're the ultimate
heel. I do hate myself. That's why I do what I do.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if there's a reason for it. Yeah, but I think the reason I'm happiest, like where me and like Zach and people that have got where we are, is we've never compromised who we are to get where we were or to get where we want to go. And like Sesh Moth Martina, do you know her? Mm. She's an Irish wrestler. She's all like drinking beer and partying and stuff. Like she had a tryout with WWE the other day, and like I'm really happy for her as well, because like she's never compromised who she is or her vision of what she wants to be for anyone. And I've always thought, if I ever have to compromise that, then I don't want to do it anymore.
Wow.
Not like I'm trying to be some struggling artist, but, you know, I could sit in a fucking office and be told I'm not allowed to do something. I might as well, you know, if I can do this and do it how I want to do it, I'd much rather that.
So was there a conversation when AEW first reached out to you?
Oh, no, they just offered me all this money. And I was like, oh, fuck it.
Probably not, though. I mean, that's probably...
I've known Cody for a while, and we did have a conversation about it, and they did say, no, they want Jimmy Havoc. Because that was a concern of mine. It's like, well, if you don't want me, then why are you signing me? But no, they want me, so.
Yeah, and then we see you at Double or Nothing, you come to the ring with a staple gun, and we go, well, there's Jimmy Havoc.
Dream in the bollocks. That was a fun time.
And you stapled a cigarette to Joey Janela's head. Yeah. I was there, but I was also watching on the screen, and they didn't catch all of that. And I was a little bummed out by that.
First match, you know, there's always going to be some production problems and timing issues, and there was a few issues getting into that spot, but it is what it is. It's happened.
Does a staple gun hurt?
Not as much as a punch to the nose.
So it does hurt.
I don't feel it anymore.
Oh man, do light tubes hurt?
Yeah, they sting. The worst things, like chair shots to the head. They hurt.
Well, okay. So
it depends where there's, like, I've been stapled in the balls before. That does hurt. like, some, I think, like, my arms are a bit numb now. And the head, sometimes it hurts. Like, the cheeks, that stings a bit.
Do you have, a body part now that, like, you wake up in the middle of the night, like, your arm is numb or, like, your leg doesn't feel right or something because of that?
Everything. Oh, everything. Wow. That's more from bumps and,
sure,
like, deathmatchy stuff, I think. Like, cuts, you know, from light shoes, barbed wire, it does suck. It does sting. But at the end of the day, it's not going to impede like my long-term health. Whereas like if you give me 10 German suplexes on my head in a row, that possibly will impede my long-term health. But everyone seems to be more okay with that than, you know, me cutting myself in a match.
It's something about the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't
necessarily... And I'm saying that, like, being a massive emo, like, I could cut myself at home and people would frown upon it and say something wrong with me, but if I do it in front of 12,000 people and they all clap for me, it's like it validates me. It's a very weird position to be in.
Obviously you grew up being inspired by emo.
Oh,
emo
massively,
music.
What gives it away?
I don't know, it's just a guess. What were the bands you liked the most?
So AFI,
obviously. Like, AFI, we've touched on that.
But I mean, back then they weren't emo as such, but I think in their later albums, maybe I'd put more in their sort of emo-y kind of pop punky kind of bracket. Horror punk. But
yeah,
like I love Mayday Parade.
Oh yeah, I love all these Sunday bands. Like, yeah,
Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah,
like, huge fan of them. Like they've been fucking wicked.
So who do you what do you think is the most emo line in any of these songs?
Probably Miserable at Best by Mayday Parade. I know that if I fuck it. What is that fucking line? but I guess that I can live without you. But if you know. Olivia, I'll be miserable at best.
Yeah, that's up there. Mm. I think Taking Back Sunday, though. Yes, you know the line. You could slit my throat.
Yeah.
And with my one last gasping breath, I'd apologize for bleeding on your shirt.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Also, I like Hawthorne Heights a lot. Yeah. We actually like a lot of the same music. I have the same haircut as you, just like the preppy version. Seriously.
Mine's much more receding than yours, though.
Look,
beautiful bastard.
On camera, it looks the same. Hawthorne Heights, like, cut my wrists and black my eyes so I won't fall asleep tonight or die. It's
like, okay. We should go gigs together.
We should.
Yeah.
When you're going to move to Florida.
I'm moving over soon.
I live in Florida.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, this is perfect. I live in Miami.
Okay.
Oh, this is great.
Cool.
All right, perfect. Wow. Did we just become best friends? Oh, my God.
We should build bunk beds for activities.
We should. It's like stepbrothers. This is amazing. We'll listen to some emo music after this.
Sounds good to me,
This is great. I should probably get a tattoo, right? I don't have any.
But don't copy mine. Mine are all fucking shit. This is so even the right. This barbed wire with a shitty like broken heart on it was a day after I got dumped by a girl. So me and my mate is a tattoo artist. So we got drunk around his house. I was like, oh, do this on me.
So, at his house?
Yeah, his house.
Is there a bruise on your wrist right now?
Probably. There's cuts and
it looks
and
like
scars
it here, maybe.
Everywhere. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, that does. Yeah, yep, that does hurt. Yeah, yeah, that's a. Oh fuck! What the hell is that from?
Oh my god! Oh, that, when was the last time you wrestled?
Last weekend in Ireland.
What happened there, Jimmy?
Who knows?
Yeah, well, did something happen to your wrist?
It might be when I do the Rainmaker. I think I caught the guy in the face.
What do you think? What do you think his face looks like?
Nah, it's fine. He's big and stupid. It's all right.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that does hurt. I don't know why I keep wanting to, that really hurts now.
Well, now we've put it in your head.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Thanks, mate.
If someone is not a Jimmy Havoc fan, just because they haven't seen any of your stuff, what's the match you would tell people to look up right now?
Probably anything me versus Will Ospreay from Progress. We had like five or six there, and all of them have been fucking brilliant. I think that's the best example of Jimmy Havoc.
And I think it's crazy. Like I've seen those matches; they're unbelievable. People don't think that Will Ospreay could go there.
I don't know why people still shit. He's a bit of an idiot, to be fair. But he's not all there, bless him. But he is the most physically gifted person in the world. And he gets a lot of shit, like cause he tweets the wrong thing sometimes.
Well, but now he's in this Twitter battle with Seth Rollins.
Oh, he's doing really well there.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's doing really well in that one, yeah.
But, which is so crazy. That all started because he tweeted, I'm alive.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Rollins just said something about like, show you know, there's no one alive can touch us, and Ospreay's been a little dick. Just fuck it. Yeah, why not though? I agree with him.
He's like, but I'm alive.
But when Rollins had to go like, oh yeah, look at my bank balance, he's like, ah, oh, you've lost now.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be about money?
Like, yeah, well, yeah. It should just be like, can't we just be pro wrestling fans here? Seriously. You work for AEW, some other people work for Ring of Honor, some other people work for WWE. At the end of the day, why can't we all just be fans of this thing called pro wrestling?
Yeah. I don't know.
If I feel like it should unite us all. Like I'm super excited. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan.
If I was ever told that I couldn't like be happy for my friends, you know what I mean, doing well in other companies, that's the point I'd quit. Because no, fuck you, like my friends are my friends. Like if I can't be happy for them, and I think that's another thing about pro wrestling as well. Like I see it quite a lot where someone does well and everyone else is like really like jealous of them and like bitter about it. But
yeah.
No, fuck that. I'm happy for my friends.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Back until I got signed by AEW, all my friends were getting signed WWE, Ring, all that sort of shit. And like, I never once was bitter about anyone. I was just happy that my friends were doing really well. And maybe I'd get free tickets to WrestleMania one year or something. Do you know what I mean?
Have you been to WrestleMania?
Oh, yeah. I've been quite a few times. Yeah.
Which one?
It's cool. 30, 31, no, 30, 32, 33, 34.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You've been to a lot of them. I've been to all those same ones. Are there any rules that AEW has kind of imposed on you? Like,
no, they haven't said nothing yet.
Because like if a WWE guy took a photo with you, like that would be very bad. If you took a photo with a WWE guy.
I don't think it's a problem. Huh. I think it depends who it was. If it's Fergal, like Finn Balor.
Right. Yeah, he's your boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have known each other for years.
Exactly, yeah.
So how long until we see you and John Moxley mix it up?
I have no idea.
But it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not often I ask for stuff, but I want that. I want that match.
Have you asked for it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We might see that this year, people.
Possibly at some point, I hope.
I'm not a wrestling booker here, but that would be a really good all-out match.
I get tweeted about that more than anything else.
Well, when I tweeted that I was going to be interviewing you, that was the number one thing
that
people said. We got to figure out this Moxley thing.
At some point
thing.
It will happen, I hope.
Well,
I'm pretty sure it fucking will.
Of right? course it's going to happen. Unless he like dies at Fighter Fest tonight or you do.
Or me, yeah.
And please don't.
I'll try my best not to.
But you wear a shirt that encourages you to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that your idea?
Yeah. So I never had any merch before. So like when I turned heel at Progress, like all the fans started chanting Die Havoc Die. So I just got the t-shirt made up for myself. Just like a fuck you to like them. But then I never released it. So Progress released it. So it was an anti-Jimmy t-shirt. But I've sold like 700 of them now.
It's a
good seller, that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Mm. Other than Mick Foley, who was inspiring you? Because obviously you grew up with ECW, just like I did.
Like Sabu, Van Damme, Tommy Dreamer. And then like the Hardy Boys as well, like all those ladder matches with like Edge and Christian, the Dudleys and stuff.
Yeah. What have you worked Tommy Dreamer? Have you worked any of those other guys?
I've worked Sabu. That was cool.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen him like five times now.
Who's still on that bucket list of people you want to work
with? I'd love to work for you, but that's probably never going to happen, is it?
Well, I don't think he's wrestling anymore.
No, I know, that's right.
You can make an appearance with him.
Exactly. Oh no, I've been on shows with him before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
What is something in a death match that looks really painful that in fact really isn't that bad?
Why would I tell you that? Why would I break the fourth wall?
Okay, don't. Okay.
All everything right. really hurts. Everything.
Yeah, there it is. You don't need
and
to.
I like it. In fact, there's some stuff that doesn't hurt that I make it hurt just to make myself feel better because I enjoy it. You know, get a massive erection. Well, not massive. It's small anyway, but then I go backstage and have a real good time myself. So. I've not even had a drink yet. I'm just really tired.
Will you have a drink after the show tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's your go-to drink?
I like beer. Big fan of beer. Beer and cocktails, fruity cocktails.
Is the beer better in America or the UK?
There's a lot more variety of beer over here, I think. Like you guys like your craft beers a lot. But we start getting into them a lot back home. There's a company called Brewdog back home that do like this thing called Punk IPA. I like that one.
Well, I'm actually from Canada.
Oh, okay.
I think the beer might even be better there.
Mm.
You said you were just in Toronto, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywhere I go, anytime I go somewhere, I always like to try like local beers. To okay. See they're like.
So, like, would you go with like an IPA or?
Yeah, normally IPAs.
Yeah, like IPAs, okay. Yeah. That's a very beery tasting beer.
A meal sometimes, yeah.
It can be. Like a Guinness? You got to like chew a Guinness.
No, I'm not a Guinness fan.
Liquor at all?
Yeah. I like to liquor. I'm not talking about my girlfriend. I'm sorry. I like an Irish coffee, big fan of that. But I like old fashions, like if they're made right, they're really good cocktails.
With the one single ice cube in it.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'll drink an old fashioned. Yeah. So obviously AEW's brought you in to be Jimmy Havoc. Yeah. Does that mean we'll see death matches in AEW?
I've no idea yet. I did say in an interview that it's gonna be less blood and less swearing. Which when I said that, I was comparing it to every match I've had this year, I've bled. So there's probably going to be a lot of bleeding because it's not good. But people have decided to say the comment wrong, but they put headlines of Jimmy Havoc says no death matches, no hardcore in AEW at all. I'm like, no, you fucking cut. Like, fuck. Beep.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what I said at all. Like,
you didn't say the full word there.
It's in the article. Yeah. How are you changing that to like mean that really annoys me?
Well, that's how the internet works.
Yeah,
though.
I know. Yeah. But like, I don't know. The thing is, like, who knows what a fucking death match is anyway? It's just that, like, for me, like, death matches, there has to be blood, there has to be that slightly more extreme element of hardcore than just chairs and tables.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's no dictionary definition of what is a death match, what has to be in a death match.
So is like
for me, like, especially for like bigger companies like this, like, you'd call it a death match as a way of like promoting something.
Yes.
So you could call it a hardcore match, and I could still go out there and kill myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, it makes no difference.
Like, is Foley versus Randy Orton very hardcore match? Mm. Was that a death match?
Well, yeah, some people could describe. Like, I've had death matches that weren't as crazy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and the Orton bumping in the sacks like that got such a fucking good reaction. Like,
yeah.
That's not my favorite match, but that is a really good match.
That's one of your favorite matches?
Yeah, I think that's wicked match.
Really?
My favorite match is Triple H Foley from the Rumble.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. That's one of my favorite matches.
That's a good match, that is.
Yeah. That was next level.
Yeah.
What about without any hardcore element? Do you have a favorite match?
Shingo and Ospreay from the Best Super Juniors this year was fucking incredible. Like that's the last like amazing match I've watched.
Okay.
But Bret Hart, Austin from 13, like there was blood and stuff, but the storytelling that was fucking wicked.
Yeah. What about Jimmy Havoc's favorite match?
There was a four-way. It was me, Marty Scurll, El Ligero, and Rampage Brown from Progress Chapter 12, I think it was. That's not hardcore at all. That's good. I really enjoyed that one. That was good. And any of the me and Ospreay ones, I've really enjoyed.
Well, yeah, you mentioned that one earlier. Yeah.
I love wrestling Zach as well, Zach Sabre Jr. Like, I've had quite a few good ones with him.
You've had an incredible career.
15 years been going now.
Yeah, no, it's congratulations on that. You're still going.
Just somehow, yeah.
You still got a bunch of blood in you that you're...
I must regenerate blood really quickly. Well, after this one, where like it got the vein, it was bleeding out. I'm in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, so I'm laying there like still covered in blood. The nurse goes, "So roughly, how much blood did you lose?" And I sort of looked down over myself, went, "What? Oh, just roughly like 750 mils." I was like, "I didn't bring my measuring jug, mate. Sorry. You could take this off and bring it out if you want. You might be able to get some." But I have no fucking idea.
How do you explain this when you get in an ambulance and they go, how did you do that to your head, Jimmy?
Well, I just had to do some, like, the guys in the ambulance were okay. It was the nurse at the hospital who, like, so I got into an argument with her. So she's taking details. She goes, okay, so I phoned the police, they're on the way. So who was it that assaulted you? I was like, what? You said someone assaulted you? I said, no. I said, someone broke a glass tube over my head. Yeah, that's assault. No, it was wrestling. What do you mean it was wrestling? So I'm sitting there trying to explain wrestling whilst covered in blood. Well, no, it's not real, but it is real. Like, it's impossible. But luckily, the doctor came along and he told her, don't worry about the police.
I hope you have good health insurance.
In England, but the NHS.
Yeah, and I'm from Canada. We had great health insurance. Now I live in America, and you're about to live in America.
Oh, I've got loads of fake names. It's fine.
See? Oh, okay.
No, I have got health insurance.
Okay, good. Because, it's a completely different thing. Yeah, it can be very expensive.
You know, I have got health insurance.
Yeah, this thing on you there would have been...
Well, this one here, that was $2,000, I think, just 6 stitches there.
Oh, man. So. That's a lot.
It is.
We have learned so much in this interview, so thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me.
For making this happen. I'm so excited to see what the future holds for you, because I think that as you continue along the path, there's no question that you could be wrestling for the AEW championship.
I'd very much like to, yeah. It's an exciting time to be a wrestler. I feel like I've done everything I can, like on the indies, and now it's time to see if it translates to a wider mainstream audience, I suppose. So,
it already has.
I'm excited.
I mean, when you came out of Double or Nothing, people were very excited.
That was cool.
Yeah. So, good luck with everything. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thanks
very much.
There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Havoc. I guess I should have warned you at the start about all the language in this interview. But then again, it's a Jimmy Havoc interview. What did you expect? I can certainly tell you I did not expect the term prolapsed anus to ever show up in any of my interviews ever, but that was fun. That was great. Big thanks to Green Roads. Use the code CHRIS15 to save 15% at greenroadsworld.com. Also, thanks to Samson Technologies for setting us up for the podcast. Head to samsontech.com to see all their affordable, high-quality audio equipment. So that's it. Be sure to click subscribe, because we have an interview from Luchasaurus on the way. Also, I'm getting ready, doing some research for a one-on-one with the Young Bucks happening this Sunday. So you'll be seeing that very soon. So if you don't subscribe yet, please, you'll want to subscribe with everything that we have going on. So we are just getting started, people. That's it for this one. Make it a great day with whatever you do.